Really excited about our Friar Friday interview today. Padre first baseman and All-Star Jay Cronenworth joins the program here on Gwynn and Chris. And Jay, good to have you kicking off a series in Arizona, but especially good to have you in the wake of a Grand Slam, you know, winning home run the other day against the Reds. You know, it's interesting in baseball, you're not allowed to, you have to turn the page. But when you have a day off after a Grand Slam game, are you able to enjoy it a little bit longer?
No, I mean, you know, it's you want to enjoy those moments and the successes and the wins of the team and stuff like that. But, you know, when that new day hits, you kind of want to let it go because the next day is a new one and you want to, you know, try to get some more wins and celebrate those. So, you know, try not to reflect on it too much and just enjoy your day off.
Jake, in year two, moving from, you know, second base to first base, is there a part of you that feels more settled, and has that allowed you to kind of, you know, balance the focus level where, you know, you're not so much learning a new position?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you go through different positional changes, and, you know, I've done it a lot in my career, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, not that, you know, maybe I tried to hit like a first baseman last year. I tried to do something different. I was, you know, I always try to be the hitter that I am and try to, you know, stay in those walls and be productive that way. But, you know, I think I've just taken the mentality at first base is just, man, just go out there and have fun and play some really good defense and have some quality at bats.
You know, sticking with playing first base, I mean, it's come to my just, you know, watching games. When I see the center field camera view and an opposing player hits a ground ball to that side of the field, my mind automatically thinks base hit because I see the angle, and then you take it away. Is playing off of the line as much as you do, how much of that has been scouting and film, and how much is that you've been just more comfortable and trying to take plays away?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started in the off season and, you know, looking at some different things and how I can take away some more hits and, you know, give our pitchers a break that, you know, maybe a guy put a good swing on a ball and I can take away a hit in the four hole or maybe from a righty that, you know, kind of maybe hits a hard backside ground ball and talk with some guys in the analytics side and, you know, kind of more or less just where can I position myself to take more hits away and, you know, what can I do and where can I position myself to do that.
But you have to run like the Dickens to get over and cover first base sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little more running, which isn't great. You know, it's all right. It's worth it. That's for sure.
Jake Cronenworth is with us. Jake, there was so much talk about your off season and how much effort and care you put into, you know, rebuilding things and making sure you came back and have a successful season. Looking back on, you know, this off season, what do you think was the main couple of things maybe that have helped you get going and get back to hitting like you can?
Yeah. You know, I think it all started last year during the season, actually, you know, when I broke my wrist. You know, I think I said it in spring training in an interview, you know, you never want your season to end with an injury, but, you know, at that point in time, obviously it stunk because I felt like I was really turning things around, but, you know, I think it was a blessing in disguise and, you know, had some time to really evaluate and kind of open up the hood of that car and really look at things and break some things down and put some new parts in there. And, you know, some things I did in the off season was a lot of mindset and kind of how I carry myself at the plate. And, you know, even before the game when I'm doing my research and, you know, kind of how I'm going to go up there and take my at-bats and, obviously, there were some mechanical things in there as well, and not to say those aren't important because they absolutely are. And, but I think, you know, the mindset and the approach that I've kind of built throughout the off season and taken into the year is probably the biggest.
Jake, I think your opinion means a lot to a lot of fans, and I'm just curious what you think about the makeup of this year's team, what you've seen through 34 games. And, you know, some areas that you think might be a little bit different from the makeup of last year's team that will hopefully get this team to where it wants to go in October.
Yeah, I mean, first things first is, you know, we have a really, really good group. You know, everybody's pulling in the same direction from the coaching staff, front office, to the players on the field. And, you know, every guy wants to win. And, you know, obviously we're going to go through some tough times. We're going to go through some really good times. But I'll say, you know, I think if this team can get hot, this could be, you know, a really special run that we go on when it happens. And, you know, I think you've seen, you know, flashes of us, you know, down late, you know, 8-0 against the Cubs, you know, some of the comeback wins we've had against the Dodgers and some of the other teams that we played. I think you see that in the offense and on the pitching side, you know, man, both sides of the ball. You know, the quality at-bats that we're throwing up there, 1-9, and, you know, not just 1-9 in the order, but 1-9 in the innings, no matter what the situation is. And, you know, the biggest thing is we're just giving ourselves a chance to win and never giving up. And I think that's, you know, something that's huge for this group, and we've really emphasized. And, you know, the pitching side, you know, they've kept us in a lot of games, and, you know, it's been really, really good so far.
Yeah, it's Jake Cronenworth's season's been great so far. I'll leave you with this one, Jake, and again, appreciate the time. And where were you, and how did you celebrate it when Harbaugh and company grabbed Michigan's national championship?
I was in Houston, row 15 on the goal line at the game.
Ah, there's your where were you? What yard line?
I was right on the goal line. So
goal line. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I got pretty fortunate. They scored every single touchdown in our end zone that we were sitting in. All the interceptions were coming back our way, I think outside of one. But that was awesome to see. And, you know, going to all the games I've been to and, you know, seeing that happen in person was really, really cool.
All-time Michigan man, Jake Cronenworth, and a great Padre as well. Hey, Jake, thanks so much for the time. Good luck on this road trip. We'll see you back in San Diego soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.